The stress of the pandemic has many people looking for relief among the fall leaves. Waterloo Region Nature is excited to get back outside with regular outings, as they help others recover with nature. Along the Linear Trail in Cambridge, David Gascoigne, past president of Waterloo Region Nature, recently led a group of nature lovers along the Speed River and Riverside Park for some good old-fashioned birdwatching. Participants watched for a variety of bird species, shared in the excitement of working through an identification together, and were even able to closely engage with chickadees feeding from their hands. Whether it's hosting nature walks, taking part in the Christmas bird count, visiting local wetlands, or birdwatching, Waterloo Region Nature is open for exploration. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, many people headed outside to their nearest green spaces for respite and solace, a reminder of the vital and valued role that nature plays in mental and physical well-being. During the pandemic, Waterloo Region Nature was able to conduct small-scale outings when group size restrictions allowed it, but mostly, monthly presentations and meetings were hosted online. During COVID-19, we were able to host online presentations with guest speakers, but nothing compares to being out in nature. People see the value of our outings, of being outside and getting back to normal, said Janet O'Zurich, president of Waterloo Region Nature. Hopefully, in the new year, we can get back to in-person meetings, but for now we are meeting on Zoom. In 1934, a small group of Waterloo County naturalists set out to form a nature club in Kitchener and Waterloo. Today, Waterloo Region Nature has over 400 members. The Naturalist Club visits areas across Waterloo Region and engages in a variety of conservation activities to help protect natural areas. Programming covers all aspects of nature, for adults, youth, and children. We have a group for kids from 7 to 12 years and we also have a group for teens. They are a dedicated bunch who participate in citizen science projects, O'Zurich said. Projects include the research of bird nesting boxes. They keep track of the number of eggs, how many are hatched, and then the results are submitted. They are also involved in salamander monitoring, Gascoigne said. As a nonprofit organization, goals include acquisition and dissemination of knowledge about natural history, protection and preservation of wildlife, plants, and ecosystems, conservation efforts, and promotion of public interest in nature. Waterloo Region has so much green space and accessibility to these areas. There are so many hotspots tucked around the region, O'Zurich said. And as a club, we have a long-standing tradition which continues to serve and connect people to nature and to each other, as well as opportunities to learn. Gascoigne has been birding his entire life and has a world of birding knowledge according to his fellow bird enthusiasts who say his birding library would be the envy of others. Along the Linear Trail walk, Gascoigne was eager to share information about birds, their migratory patterns, habitats, and the effects that climate change is having on various local bird species. It's amazing how 1 or 2 degrees can make such an impact on bird species, Gascoigne says. Birds like robins are now staying here throughout the winter. For Gascoigne, it's sharing knowledge that is one of the core values of the club. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm having the best life, Gascoigne said. It's the people you can tap into who have so much knowledge and dedication. Being outdoors again with others has been worth the wait for O'Zurich. There is such a sense of community. You can bird alone, but when you are in a group, you can learn so much more and take it to the next level, O'Zurich said. Waterloo Region Nature welcomes all new members. Due to the pandemic, membership fees have been waived for the 2021-2022. Existing memberships have been extended by 1 year. Upcoming events include future nature walks which follow current COVID-19 restrictions. Numbers are limited and pre-registration is required. As we come out of COVID-19, this is the perfect way to get back to nature with people in a gentle way, O'Zurich said. It's like coming out of a cocoon and you come out, a butterfly. For more information, visit waterlooregionnature.ca.